And welcome to Slick Picks. It's for Wednesday, November the 25th. Monday and Tuesday picks. We ended up 1-6, but we were still up a unit and a half. So we still made some money if you took all those picks. That brings our year total to 35-43, up 55.01 units. So we're still doing really good on the year. But yeah, had a little bit of a rough week. Get all of our losses out of the way and make some money on the rest of the week. So today's episode is for Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, and then I'll have a video coming out on Friday to go over the weekend slate. We've got basketball starting, we've got Champions League soccer, we've got college football, and we've got NFL football. We've got a big slate, lots of money to be made, so let's hop into the picks. We start off in Champions League. We've got Bayern -2, no push on that. So if they win by two, then it counts as a draw. That's at +135, one unit to win 1.35 units. Also, Champions League tomorrow, we have Ajax -2, no push, same deal. That's sitting at +220. I feel pretty good about both of those. Did miss the Chelsea today. They pushed at -2. But yeah, feel good about that. Moving on to college basketball, not really going to dive that deep into college basketball yet. Want to get a couple games under our belt just to gauge what we're working with. But I've got Villanova -14.5 against Boston College. Villanova, third-ranked team in the league. I like that line. Honestly, that was the first line that came out, so I figured we just have to bet on it. That's sitting at -110. Upset pick of the day, we got Bowling Green money line against Michigan sitting at +980. Just going to roll the dice on a big spread and see if we hit it. We hit the Dortmund 3-0 for +750 today, so which says we can't hit that. So those are our two basketball picks. Moving on to college football on Thursday, we've got Air Force -4.5 sitting at -114. Put one unit on that. Our NFL slate on Sunday, we've got Texans. I actually bought a point on this to make the spread bigger because I feel like the Texans are going to win by 10 points. -3.5 sitting at +115. Put one unit on that. I like Deshaun Watson against the Lions defense, especially on a short week. So I think that's a pretty safe pick. Next, we got the Washington football team money line against the Cowboys. This might be growing, so you can take advantage of it. If you look at the last game, even when Andy Dalton was in the game, Redskins defense really controlled the game. And I like Alex Smith against the Cowboys defense. Unbiased, I like the Redskins money line. That's sitting at +130. Put two units on that, and we'll make that the hammer pick. Hammer picks at 2 and 3. So take that how you want to. Put two units on the Washington football team. Thursday night football, we've got Steelers at -4.5. Both of the running backs are out for the Ravens. I like that spread. Steelers move to 11-0. That's in that -110. Moving on to Friday football, we've got Liberty and UMass over 56.5, sitting at -105, pretty much even money. UMass doesn't score and they have a bad defense. Liberty scores a lot of points. Last game of the season, got to run up the score. Be surprised if you see Liberty win by 56. I think the spread's at like 47 or something crazy like that. One unit, the win 0.95 units. Got Iowa State against Texas, money line, -104. This is a pick'em game. I think the spread's at like 1.5 points. So it was a better value to take the money line on this one. I like Iowa State. I like them contending for the Big 12. Iowa State money line, -104. Next, we got Notre Dame and North Carolina. I've got Notre Dame -5.5. I think Carolina's defense is bad, and Notre Dame proved that they could score points against a half-decent Clemson defense. I think they shut down the North Carolina offense. I don't get the hype behind North Carolina. I feel like we should have learned this earlier in the season. I like Notre Dame -5.5. If you can get a spread bigger than that, I like that. And then we've got Oregon State over 64.5. Oregon's got to score a lot of points, get flashy to get into the top four. So I like that. So those are the picks. Have a happy Thanksgiving, and we'll see you on Friday.